Next month, the Supreme Court hears a case that could have big implications for people who rely on Medicaid and other federal safety net programs. The case is over whether beneficiaries of those programs can sue if they don't get proper treatment. But the case may also have repercussions that aren't being talked about as much, and that's on funding for Planned Parenthood. Johnny Magdaleno has been reporting on this with his colleagues. He's the court's reporter for the Indy Star, and he's joining us from Indianapolis. Johnny, the Supreme Court case is over poor care at a nursing home, which is owned by Health and Hospital Corporation in Indiana. Let's quickly explain what the case is about.
So, yeah, as you said, it started over allegations of poor care. A family sued the nursing home owner. But through a court battle that resulted in many appeals, it's now come in front of the Supreme Court. And one of the issues that's come up is not the merits of the lawsuit and the allegations that were made, but whether or not the family that sued in the first place had any right to bring a lawsuit. And so that's what the Health and Hospital Corporation wants the Supreme Court to review, is this broader question of if people feel that the benefits that they receive through entitlement programs, safety net programs like Medicaid, if those can be enforced through private lawsuits. And that's kind of the main thing that really has people up in arms and concerned about this.
Okay. And as we mentioned, this case could also impact Planned Parenthood. And let's just say right off the top that Planned Parenthood is already banned from using federal money to pay for most abortions. But about 37% of its revenue is from government funding for other health services like cancer screenings and STD testing. And for a long time, Planned Parenthood has been suing states over Medicaid. Can you explain what those lawsuits have been about?
So Indiana, which is the where this Supreme Court case started, was actually the first state to try to prevent Planned Parenthood from receiving Medicaid funds to provide any services at all. And so what happened was, about a decade ago, Planned Parenthood challenged that law, that state law, on the grounds that the Medicaid Act provides that benefits of Medicaid, they have the right to receive care from any qualified provider that they choose. And so Planned Parenthood said that this was obviously targeting them and reducing the choices available to them. And so they won that lawsuit. The law here was frozen. And they've also sued other states on similar grounds, arguing that the specific law that's being discussed in this Supreme Court case, that they've used it to sue states like South Carolina, Kansas, and Arizona over similar Medicaid provisions.
So then, Johnny, if the court does decide in favor of the Health and Hospital Corporation, would those lawsuits be banned?
Yeah, it's each case is so specific that it's hard to say. But what we do know is that the very specific federal law that they relied on, they would no longer be able to bring lawsuits trying to enforce Medicaid through that specific federal law. So that door would potentially be closed to them.
You report that Republican officials in a number of states have signed briefs in this case supporting Health and Hospital Corporation. Is their goal to make it easier to defund Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, it's, you know, I wouldn't be able to speak for them. But of course, you know, there is this concern about what this case could mean for states in general in terms of the responsibilities that they would face if people are continuing to be allowed to bring lawsuits to enforce these safety net programs. There are concerns about what that would be in terms of financial liability for these states. They're concerned about this potentially opening the floodgates for lawyers to come in and file lawsuits over a number of claims against them. So I think that from their standpoint, they're worried about, you know, the fiscal implications of this.
Well, I was the other side of that is then if the court decides in favor of Health and Hospital Corporation, what would that mean for Planned Parenthood? Like, how important is the right to be able to sue over Medicaid for them to operate general operations?
So they have other legal avenues that they could pursue. There are other constitutional questions that they could raise in court. But, you know, as we've seen, just looking at the past, the specific set of laws that are at stake in this specific case in front of the Supreme Court, that's what they've relied on in the past to really enforce the fact that they can continue to rely on Medicaid to provide other services beyond abortion. So from what we've seen in the past, this has been very important. But at the same time, it does seem that they have other options, depending on, you know, the specific challenge that they might face.
Okay. Johnny Magdaleno, court reporter for the Indy Star, speaking with us about how a big Supreme Court case on Medicaid could impact Planned Parenthood funding. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.